Strand Hill is a tourist attraction, and there is a lot of businesses operating on that top road, and people, I mean, most of the residential accommodation is on that top road. There's restaurants on that top road, there's pubs on that top road, and I think myself that it is very ingenious of the active travel team is to overlook the whole fact that tourists coming here has that ahead of them. Parts of that road looks like a country lane. That's the reality, though. It's a village. It's a, one of the most attractive tourist attractions that we have within the county. And yet, I do not think that it's being seriously considered for an update, and it's especially under the health and safety end of it at the top of the road.
And why do you think it's being overlooked? Surely there must be reasons for that.
There has to be. There probably is reasons in it, but I look at everything through health and safety. I would look at it for any pedestrians that is walking, any cyclists or whatever else, I would look at their health and safety as a more as being more beneficial than anything else. That has to be paramount. When health and safety has to be paramount. But when you take the road going down the Burma Road, there is a footpath on that road. The road is in good condition. So I can't understand why they didn't take the top road as priority and give the Burma Road the second choice, but instead it's done the opposite way around. Now, my biggest fear is, and the reason that I keep bringing this up and I keep bringing it up and putting it on the agenda every opportunity I get, is because when this active travel funding is going to be used between the rugby club and St. Patrick's Church, there's no guaranteed that the next project is going to be in Strand Hill. It can be anywhere because these projects are happening all over the place. So there's nothing there in black and white to turn around and say the top road is definitely next on the list. This thing has been going on over 20 years that it's been raised at council level. And I think myself that councillors need to be listened to in relation to this. And realistically, the residents in that area need to be listened to as well. But it's something all councillors even got going around when they were canvassing that area. The urgency that's needed there under health and safety for the kids within that area, and especially any pedestrians in general and cyclists.